This is Radio Harrow.
And we're talking about music in Pinner. And I have in the studio Professor Anthony Pinching, who is the director of the Music in Pinner.
Good to be here.
Actually, I think we just spend a moment, Professor. You're not actually a professor of music, are you?
No. I was a professor of clinical immunology. So I was a clinical academic, looked after patients and studied disease and did a lot of teaching. And when I retired, I decided I hadn't been spending enough time on music and poetry and things like that. So in my retirement, I've been busy with those things, trying to balance things out of it.
And perhaps in a way, you're also far too retiring, because you were, I believe, one of the people who discovered the AIDS virus.
Well, I didn't discover the virus, but I was certainly very involved in the early stages of looking after patients affected by HIV and people with AIDS and so on, and was fairly heavily involved in looking after patients, in doing the research and spreading correct messages, both amongst professionals but also amongst the public during the early years. So, it was a busy time, and I think we learned a lot very quickly.
And if you're thinking, listening at home or up in the ward, what has this got to do with music? Music actually has a huge effect, doesn't it, on health and well-being?
Indeed it does, and I think the science of how that works is increasingly being researched. And I think, you know, it's more than just relaxation or diversion or something, but actually can change the way we pay attention. I mean, for example, there are some studies showing that people's concentration and ability to do tasks can be enhanced by having Mozart played in the background. And there was a study on this done a few years ago, and one of our students actually replicated it with some of his friends, and they had some really complicated jigsaw that they had to do in a set period of time, and some of them played it, had it with Mozart in the background, and some of them without. And the ones with Mozart in the background were probably about 30%, 40% faster and more complete. It was extraordinary. I wasn't at all convinced, but this was an anecdote, but there was a more serious study that had shown that.
Some of us might say, heaven forfend, putting Mozart in the background has
well
to be listened
to. But I think it shows that, you know, whether or not you do that normally, that what is happening with music does affect the function of the brain in much wider senses. And I think just gives a glimpse of how complex our reactions to music are. And I think when you're trying to address complex issues, whether they be emotional or spiritual or indeed intellectual, music can help. And I think a lot of people find that this is a place that that they can solve problems they can't solve with the rational, logical mind.
So if you want to take part yourself, or say in this experiment, you can on Saturday the 7th of December, again at 8 o'clock, and again this is at Pinner United Synagogue in Cecil Park, Pinner. And indeed, you will have a chance to listen to not just some Mozart, but Martino, Handel, arranged by Halvorsen, Prokofiev, and Louis Spohr, who I must admit I don't know.
Well, I mean, all of these pieces are wonderful. They're played by a husband-wife partnership of Roman and Milena Simovic, playing violin and viola in the first half, and in the second half playing two violins, Milena switching to violin. He is currently principal of the London Symphony Orchestra, and she has been in the recent past principal viola in the CBSO in Birmingham. So we got some really fine performers here, and they put together a really lovely program. They start off with one of Mozart's lovely duos for violin and viola, which may or may not show the Mozart effect that we were just talking about. And then some pieces written by the Czech composer Martinů, who composed three what he called madrigals, which actually are very nice companion pieces for the Mozart. And I think the Simoviches have actually recorded these together. They offset each other very well. Then we have this wonderful arrangement by Halvorsen of the Passacaglia by Handel. And it's a fantastic virtuoso piece. You can actually see it on YouTube with the Simoviches performing it. And it's absolutely stunning. It's Handel, but Handel plus, and a wonderful opportunity to explore the sonorities of these instruments.
And indeed, to celebrate a Lotal boy.
Indeed. Stan Moore is definitely part of our curtilage.
Yes, because Handel worked for the Duke of Chandos.
Yep, at Canons. Now occupied by North London Collegiate School and also at the local church. So, yeah, there's quite a nice local connection there. I don't think there are any local connections for Prokofiev, but his Sonata for Two Violins is a lovely piece. It's written a little bit before the famous Romeo and Juliet music, but it sort of comes from the same palette. It's lovely, warm, dramatic, interesting music. Louis Spohr, you said you hadn't come across, and I must say I only recollected him dimly. In his day, he was probably as famous as Mozart was in his, and very popular and a very fine craftsman for string music in particular, but he's also got some wonderful other pieces for larger ensembles. And I must say, listening to this duo for two violins, you know, I did wonder, well, why aren't we hearing this before more? And it's one of these strange things about fashions.
So when was Louis Spohr around?
I think I require notice of that question. Sort of probably early 19th century-ish.
Yeah.
Sort of between Mozart and Mendelssohn, I would say, somewhere around that.
That's quite a long time. I'll tell you what, Anthony. Should we hear some of this Mozart? This isn't actually Roman and Milena's Simovic, but this is the Sonata in G major. Thank you. I have to confess to my relatively untutored ear, they didn't sound all that much like Mozart. I thought it was almost sort of Vivaldi or...
Yeah, I mean, Mozart was a string player himself. He was most often playing viola, I think, when he was performing. And I think it's partly because it's just the two string players and no piano accompaniment or keyboard accompaniment that maybe gives you that sense of being in a slightly earlier world of the Baroque. And I think he probably does look back to that. On the other hand, the sort of harmonic invention and melodic invention, indeed, are very much of his time and very typical of Mozart. But I think we often forget just how he adapted his techniques to the particular instrumental combination that he was using. And he didn't just sort of churn out stuff. He would think about how it would work. It was a famous occasion when he was asked to write music for a musical clock, and he really hated doing this. It was some gadget that some rich guy had devised. But eventually, you know, he got round to doing it, and it's subsequently been arranged for organ and other things. But it's one of those pieces where it's very clear that he really wanted to make something that was particular to the sound world of this particular instrument. And I think that's what he's doing with these two stringed instruments here.
Yeah, and I was just thinking of, you know, the famous quote in Amadeus, too many notes. Yeah, he have a complexity, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he certainly fits them in. But I think the great thing with Mozart is that he was always making sure that what you anticipated was going to happen didn't. And so you're always kept on your toes. There was always something happening that you wasn't quite what you were expecting.
And do you think that's one of the reasons why, even if it's in the background, that Mozart is actually getting those little grey cells working?
Absolutely. And I think in a way, it isn't just playing what you would expect. It is always stretching you and leading you to a new place and maintaining that level of attentiveness that you need, even if you're using your conscious brain to think of something else. The musical brain is meantime exploring these extraordinary avenues. And actually, in some ways, it's almost better to be free of the conscious brain and just let the music take you where it will.
So take you where you want to go. If you want to go, it's Pinner United Synagogue, Cecil Park in Pinner. And it's on Saturday, the 7th of December. Again, it's 8 p.m. Tickets are, let's get this right,
£16 in advance.
£16
and £18 at the door. And in advance, it's done through our website, www.musicinpinner.org.uk.
So there you go. So that is another, as I said, great thing. It will get the little grey cells working. It'll get you working. Mozart, Martineau, Handel, Prokofiev, and the man who I've only just heard about, Louis Spohr.
This is Radio Harrow.